On the eve of a pivotal international conference on migration in Mexico, the Trump administration pulled out of talks on the United Nations Compact on Migration. The UN is negotiating a new framework to address the plight of refugees and find solutions to the large number of job seekers migrating out of the developing world. The Global Compact was launched by the UN General Assembly in September 2016, which approved the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants. The declaration sought to enhance international coordination on migration. A compact on migration is a top priority for new UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley, in announcing the Trump withdrawal from the compact, declared, "Our decisions on immigration policies must be made by Americans and Americans alone. We will best decide how to control our own borders." In response to Trump's pulling out of the compact, journalist Karsten von Namen wrote a column for Germany's public broadcaster Deutsche Welle, stating that agreements made by the United States are no longer worth the paper they're written on. He warned that the president risks isolating the U.S. for the sake of his own fans and his own ego. Violence escalated in Yemen's three-year brutal civil war as the Iran-backed Houthi rebels killed former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Saleh had switched sides in the war and recently allied himself with Saudi Arabia. Earlier, the former president had joined forces with the Houthi that controlled most of Yemen. Saleh was president of Yemen for over 30 years and was forced out of power during the Arab Spring. In recent days, Houthi rebels had openly clashed with Saleh's fighters for control over Yemen's capital and largest city, Sana'a. After Saleh's death, Houthis maintained control over Sana'a despite increased Saudi-led airstrikes. Yemen, the poorest nation in the Middle East, is now in the midst of a humanitarian crisis with over 8 million people on the brink of starvation and dangerous outbreaks of cholera. The situation has been triggered in part by a Saudi blockade of food and humanitarian aid. Thus far, over 10,000 civilians have been killed during the nation's three-year civil war. Although Washington has supported the Saudi air campaign against the Houthi rebels with weapons and refueling for its fighter jets, the White House has begun pushing for more access to humanitarian aid and has warned Riyadh that concern in Congress over the humanitarian crisis in Yemen could constrain future U.S. assistance. Texas populist Jim Hightower and former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders' political organization, Our Revolution, ran a barnstorming tour through Texas to boost prospects for progressive victories in the 2018 election. Tyler, Texas, a blue-collar city, used to support Democrats like Hightower in the 1980s and 90s, before the town started to lose thousands of good-paying factory jobs at Goodyear and Carrier Corporation. In 2015, Tyler and its suburbs voted for Trump over Hillary Clinton by a 3-to-1 margin. Across Texas, Democrats haven't won a statewide race since 1994 and continue to lose congressional seats. Now, inspired by recent Democratic victories in Virginia and New Jersey, Our Revolution is making a commitment to revive the state's populist tradition. The group has targeted three Texas congressional seats whose district Hillary Clinton won last year. Our Revolution organizers are offering a populist, pro-worker, tough-on-billionaires message that Texas Democrats used to embrace. The group is also employing a strategy to run in places where Democrats aren't supposed to have a chance, drawing in frustrated Democrats, independents, and members of the largest political group in the state, non-voters. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.